Hi, everyone. Welcome to Charlotte Motor Speedway. We're going to kick off our first availability with Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 4 Mobile 1 Busch Beer Ford. So, Kevin, you kind of dominated the month of May so far, including your last win last weekend at All-Star. You're also a 2-time Coke 600 winner. Can you talk about how you prepare for this race differently than the other ones?
Yeah, you know, for me, it's probably a little different this week because I've been not feeling well and just need to make sure that I'm physically ready for Sunday. I believe the car will be, you know, where it needs to be. It's just a matter of you know, seeing what happens today and seeing where you pit and getting all the details right. So the guys are doing a good job that right now, so we can have that luxury of not worrying about big things and just fine-tuning the car. So it's a long race. It turns into a long week. Obviously, you add another day being at the track on Thursday, but you're close to home. And you know, obviously, with everything going on downtown tomorrow, it'll be a fun weekend.
Okay. Open the floor for questions.
I don't believe so. You know, I don't think there was really anything similar about the way that the cars were built, the engine, really nothing. I think, you know, a lot of that credit just goes to the team and organization for the preparation that they put in to, you know, decide on what they wanted to bring to the racetrack. But nothing, not a spring, shock, car, body, engine, transmission, rear gear, nothing even is close to relating. So, you know, really there's nothing that you can take from last week to this week other than just momentum and just the positive, you know, things that happen. And really the biggest thing that you take is confidence, just because the guys are clicking on all cylinders with you know, from an engineering standpoint and from an aero standpoint and just pure knowledge of the things that they're doing and being able to adapt to something totally different really shows the momentum and the confidence that they have in what they're doing, because there really wasn't a lot of time to really tweak and tune on things last weekend. So they're doing a great job of just preparation and thinking things out, you know, while the cars are in the shop, and that's really, you know, the biggest difference of when you're on and everything's hitting on all cylinders is being able to detail things out when you get to the track and having most of the work done at the shop.
Right.
Kevin, Deb Williams racing today in ESPNW. With all of the engineers today and the simulations that you have, how much input does a driver actually have into the setup and all now, or do the engineers just do it and say, this is what you need, drive it?
Yeah, that's not really how it works. You know, I think as you look at the process, you have to be a part of the process. You have to be a part of the equation. You know, and part of that equation is being able to take the time to sit in the meetings, to have the conversations with your crew chief and engineers, and making sure that what is said, what is felt, you know, the things that you need in the race car are actually the direction that they're going, you know, because so many times you see so many guys that, you know, don't have a conversation, go off of what they said in the race and don't really go recap everything as you go through the weekend or through the week as to what happened last weekend and have a firm understanding of where everybody's mind is going forward. So, the driver is a huge part of the equation. You can get in it and just drive, and you know you're gonna have just get in it and drive results. You know, so it's the good drivers are a part of the equation, and it takes a lot of time and effort to be engaged and a lot of confidence in your crew chief and engineer and organization to be able to listen to those opinions, but somebody has to drive a direction. And You know, they aren't going to, they can make more downforce with the car and things like that. But there's, that's another piece of the equation. And, you know, we're a big piece of the equation if that's the type of team and situation that you're in. So we're fortunate that we live in that environment at Stewart Haas Racing, where the owners believe in the crew chiefs, and the crew chiefs believe in the engineers, and everybody believes that they're a part of the process. They aren't the process. And so it takes a lot. And, if you don't have one piece of that equation, you're not going to be as good as the guys that do.
Mike Kimber, USA Today. You said you weren't feeling well. Do you know what's wrong? Cold virus or something else? Or
I just have a cold. We've been passing it around at home.
Okay. Speaking of that, the extra 100 miles here Sunday, do you have to pace yourself more with that? Do you have to sort of, in a way, baby the car to make sure you're going to be around at the end and
no,
be competitive?
That's a false perception of today's 600-mile race. It's 600 qualifying laps as fast as the, 600 miles, 400 laps as fast as the car will go. If you don't do it that way, you're going to wind up a lap down. You're going to make a mistake throughout the day that you're going to need a cushion to wind up not a lap down, because it's just such a long race. There's going to be something that you have to battle through at some particular point, whether it's a decision of using a set of tires or missing pit road or having a bad pit stop, whatever the scenario is. If you aren't going hard every lap or you have something that, and your mindset is you're not going to go hard every lap, somebody's going to lap you, and you won't win this race.
You're obviously on quite the roll. If you were racing you now, how would you do it? How would you beat you?
I'll tell you next year.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires at Net and Performance Racing Network, over here to your left. I know you're focused on this weekend, but looking ahead, can you talk about anything going into Pocono and your thoughts on that track, any difficulties that you see out there?
I hadn't really thought about Pocono much. There's just we're really 1 week at a time, people. So, I think as we go to Pocono, we obviously want to win there, and especially since it's one of the two tracks that we haven't won at. So, I know that Rodney and the organization in itself put a lot of effort into that particular weekend, trying to get to victory lane and take that race off the list. So it's a place that I enjoy going. Not so much the place that I enjoyed going, in my previous life before I came to Stewart Haas Racing. It was never a track that we ran very good at. But come to find out, when you have the cars where they need to be and the people around you, things are much different. So Pocono's definitely been a place that I've learned to enjoy more than I did in my previous life at RCR.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Kevin, you've talked the last couple weeks on your show about sports betting in light of the Supreme Court decision. I know you had Darren on this week. In that time, what have you learned about sports betting and how it potentially could relate, potentially trickle down? I know you've kind of asked a little bit about integrity fees, so I'm guessing there's an interest on your behalf of further investigating this. What are you learning? Where might this go, and what might the challenges be moving forward?
We had Darren Revelle on Tuesday night, and the thing that I learned is it's extremely complicated, and unless you're involved in it on a weekly basis, it's kind of hard to keep up with. So right now I have more questions than I think than answers, just because of the fact that we have a couple racetracks that have casinos on the property already. It sounds like Delaware will based on what Darren told us, Delaware will have an advantage of getting things going. So, is the lobbying going to happen from a state to state? As far as a sport, is it going to be Dover lobbying for their state and their rules and their regulations of how things are going to go? Is Kansas going to be on its own? Is it going to be a NASCAR initiative of trying to say this is the guidelines that we'd like to see? Are we even, as a sport, are we even lobbying alongside the NBA and NFL? Are we in that game? So, you know, I think there's just there's a lot of questions, and the thing that Darren taught me was it's extremely complicated. The other thing, just, you know, random thoughts of just listening, it seems like there's a very good opportunity to get creative, with a place like Dover that has that casino sitting there to have some creative betting during the race to really intrigue the fans and things that you can do from your phone or in the casino or random stuff. Is it, you know, could you turn that track into, the race into an atmosphere like a horse race? You know, so I think there's just a lot of questions and a lot of answers that have to be individually solved. That's the interesting part, is it's going to come state by state. So who is going to lead that charge? Is it the racetracks or is it NASCAR? Well, my main concern are the teams. If there is another revenue stream, I'd like to see that those revenue streams get shared fairly with the teams. Unlike the TV package that is not fairly shared with the teams in the way that it is split up. So, you know, those revenue streams need to be fairly shared so that everybody benefits from everything, so that, you know, we can get these teams to the value of each charter what it needs to be, so that, you know, a Mark Cuban or somebody of that nature would say, hey man, I need to be involved in NASCAR. I need to own one of those teams, and there's some value there that isn't solely based on sponsorship.
Jacob Zielman, Speed Sport. Kevin, when this race first began back in the 60s, it was the ultimate test, the machinery. Nowadays, with all the advances in the technology of the race cars, all the advances in driver fitness, everything that's changed from when this race started to where it is now, do you feel that this race is any less grueling than what it would have been back then, or even from what have you noticed from when you first came into it in 2001 to now?
Yeah, well, from 2001, and that's really the, you know, how I can relate to it. There was that pace yourself, try to keep yourself on the lead lap, take care of your car. We're going to back the engine off, you know, 25 horsepower so that we can, you know, make sure that everything makes it to the end of the race. We're going to put extra cooling on the car. None of that happens now. You know, you have less laps on the engine. You'll have things that they change from an axle standpoint or a seal standpoint that may be different, from a 400 or 500 mile race, just as a precaution. So, you know, it's physically demanding. It's still hard on the cars, but there's a much more precise calculation of parts and pieces and how far they'll go and the things that they'll do and the engines and things like that. So it's no different than you sitting there looking at your computer. You know, it's different, but it's still, you know, you're trying to accomplish the same thing, but it's much more efficient with the technology that you have sitting in front of you, instead of trying to write it down and remember, figure out what you wrote when you got done. So this is a very technologically advanced sport that, you know, sometimes doesn't get the credit for the engineers and people that are in this sport and how technically advanced it is. So it's definitely come a long ways in just the time that I have been here. I can't imagine driving 600 miles at this racetrack in some of the conditions and cars and things that they did, in those days. So it's definitely, it's different, but it's the same, is I guess my answer.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Kevin, things are obviously going well now, but we get into a long summer stretch. It's a very long season. Do you envision you or Rodney having to kind of stay in the team's ear about not getting complacent and keeping things going, or are you confident that this type of performance by team and equipment can, withstand the entire season, especially when you get to the playoffs?
Well, I don't anticipate having to, you know, anybody to do that. I think it's very self-motivating at this particular point because of the achievements that have been achieved so far and the opportunity to achieve things that, you know, are really once in a career type situations, and they all know that. I heard Greg Zipidelli sit up here the other night and he knows that. You can feel that within the organization that what you could achieve you know, by the time you roll through Homestead at the end of the year is something that you might not ever get to do again. So I don't believe that those conversations will have to happen. Our goal is to playoff race every week. And, you know, I think as we're doing that right now and as an organization, I think that's still the goal going forward.
Kaylin Vinci, Fox Sports. Kevin, it seems like things are going really well for you, both on track and off, between your family life, your kids at home, and the results you're seeing on track. How much are you enjoying yourself personally this season with everything you have going on?
Well, it's very strange because of the fact that, you know, I think when you look at everything that's going on, it just every week feels like a normal week. I understand that things are going exceptionally well, you know, here at the racetrack and at every racetrack that we've been to so far. But there's that way of grounding that you get grounded when you're at home, because honestly, my kids could care less about what happens here. My son is more excited that I show up to his baseball games and stand on first base and tell him whether to run to second or not. And, you know, those types of things. He's more concerned about me dropping him off in the carpool line. And those things just have a way of just keeping you grounded, keeping your mind off of what's going on here, and really makes this secondary to, you know, life in general. And to me, that's a good thing because you really don't have I don't have time to really stop and think about it. It's very similar to, you know, kind of the thought I would tell you that happened in 2001, coming in and driving Dale's car. We raced so much, it's different, but it's kind of the same because it kind of guards you from being able to really pay attention to all the things that are happening and going on and you know, the actual attention and things that are being given to the situation. So I kind of just hide in my hole during the week. I went to 5 meetings this week and participated in, you know, a lot of conversations about the sport, participated in a lot of conversations about our team, did interviews, but all that happens in between when Keelan goes to school. It's all scheduled around his baseball games. I mean, those are all things that are first priority. So, you know, that to me helps keep this in its position of number two and helps keep you from really realizing everything that's actually happening.
And then we're going to wrap with Claire.
Claire Belang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. How is your mindset different in the Coca-Cola 600 from the All-Star Race? Because your team put a lot of effort into the All-Star Race. You guys are, you know, 100% always wanting to win every practice, every race. How is your mindset different, or is it, from the format and everything of the All-Star Race to the Coca-Cola 600?
I would tell you that our mindset is the same as far as what you want to accomplish right now, and that's win. You know, you don't want to not win. We feel like we should have a chance at winning the race this week, and if we don't, we did something wrong. And that's the mindset that you had going to the All-Star race. And you know, I think as you look at this particular week, it's a little bit different because you have stages that actually pay some points, but you still want to win the stage. You still rather have a playoff point than nine regular season points. So, you know, I think that the mindset is the same in the fact that you want to win the race. And, you know, that starts today. And, you know, this is a place where qualifying on a pole is a huge advantage, and we're going to put all our effort and everything that we have today in trying to qualify first. And, you know, it's just one of those situations where, you know, you feel like you have your foot on their throat and you just want to stand on it harder.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Good luck this weekend.